Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Friday. Welcome into Sending In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. We got a great show for you guys today. To wrap up the week, we're talking a little bit of everything. Our guy Shane Jackson standing by, going to get his thoughts on Game 6 tomorrow night between the Pacers and the Knicks. Also talk some WNBA with Shane as well. We got round 2 of the Memorial underway at Muirfield Village Golf Club, and Scotty Scheffler is on the move. So I'll update you on the live scoring up live scoring leaderboard. Also get you some two-ball bets. We cashed our Patrick Cantlay over Justin Thomas yesterday, so we will dive into that. Also preview Knicks and Pacers Game 6, and now we got the Stanley Cup final set. It's a rematch between Edmonton and Florida. We will look into that. And it is a Friday. We got a full Major League Baseball slate. We'll give out plenty of plays on the card as well, and then wrap everything up with our favorite bets of the day. As always, we want to hear from you guys. Any questions, any comments, any best bets that you have, hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, and on X. We'll get to them throughout the show. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Friday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with our guy Shane Jackson, who joins us each and every Friday here on Send It In. Web content writer for BetMGM, does a great job. Make sure you guys are following Shane on X at By Shane Jackson. All right, Shane, we got a Game 6, man. Knicks-Pacers, it's going to be a good one tomorrow night. Right now, Indiana, 3.5-point favorite, and the total continues to drop, now at 218.5 on BetMGM. So your initial thoughts on the game tomorrow night, spread, total, anything that you like?
Yeah, I like the spread. I'm taking the spread. I did the first thing I did last night when the lines opened was pay a steep vig on the money line, but I like the spread at 3.5 or better as well. I'm not getting too worked up over Game 5. I think only one Pacers starter attempted more than 8 shots in the loss. I think that speaks to a lack of aggression for an Indiana team that knew that they could probably finish the job in Game 6. Tyrese Haliburton, he attempted 7 shots and went 0 for 2 from deep, following that 32-point triple-double in Game 4. I think the only reason why I would be concerned about the Pacers is Aaron Nesmith's injury. He played 16 minutes and didn't do as well staying in front of Jalen Brunson. That's the way the Knicks get back in this series, in my opinion, but I'm still taking the Pacers to finish the job in Game 6.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, we saw in Game 3 in that series, it was Pacers 1.5, then it was 2.5 in Game 4, and now it's 3.5 in Game 6 in Indiana. How about player props, Shane? Looking at those markets, anything that jumps out to you, any props that you like for tomorrow?
Yeah, I like paying the minus 120 price on Haliburton to record a double-double. I think the start of my Pacers handicap begins with Haliburton playing better in Game 6. It costs more to bet on him to record 10-plus assists, which is the path to a double-double for him, though we did see him record 12 rebounds in that triple-double in Game 4. But Haliburton has recorded a double-double in all 3 wins in this series. He has to be the offensive engine for the Pacers for them to work, and I think that happens in this elimination spot on Saturday.
So you like the Pacers tomorrow night, Shane. You think they'll wrap up the series. Let's just play a hypothetical game for a moment. If the Knicks win tomorrow and we get a game seven, would you also like New York in that game seven? Or you think even if the Knicks win tomorrow, you would still come back with Indiana in a potential game seven?
Yeah, generally speaking, I'm not in the business of believing teams will come back from a 3-1 deficit. Only 13 mm-hmm. teams have ever done it. It hasn't happened since 2020 when the Denver Nuggets did it twice. And not counting the bubble postseason, it hasn't happened since 2016. Do I think the Knicks are in a better position than most teams in their position? Yes. I mean, they blew game one. They have, you know, a home court spot in game seven. But I would believe in the Pacers team, which has been one of the best teams in the East since January, to get, you know, one win with two bites of the apple, three if you count last night. So, yeah, I think the Pacers will finish the job. I wouldn't be as interested in the Knicks no matter what happens on Saturday, barring a major injury.
Shane, do you think Tibbs is coaching for his job tomorrow night or in a potential game seven? Do you think if he wants to be back next year, they have to get to the finals? Or do you think he's done enough where the Knicks would bring him back next season and give it another go?
Yeah, perhaps the thing I got most wrong was I thought, you know, the Celtics would kind of crush the Knicks and then Tibbs would be fired. And so I do think there is a chance they let him go. New York doesn't have a lot of ways to kind of improve their roster from a player personnel standpoint. And so one of the ways they can maximize their potential for next year when they run it back is by making a coaching change, as we saw with the Cavaliers this past year as well, getting the number one seed. So I do think Tibbs could be coaching for his job on Saturday. I'm probably less confident in that assertion than I was a round ago, though.
Shane, I think we all just expect Oklahoma City to win the NBA championship regardless of who comes out of the East, right? The odds are certainly telling you that. They're minus 750 to win the title. Who comes out of the East do you think would give a better chance to OKC? Do you think the Pacers would give them a tougher series, or do you think the Knicks would give them a tougher series?
I think the Pacers are more interesting matchup in this situation because I think the Pacers do a good job of taking care of the ball and passing the ball. They lead the all playoff teams in passes made per game. They're one of the best in turnover rates in the league as well. They're going to make defenses work. Obviously, the Thunder are the best defense in the NBA, one of the best defenses we've ever seen, but they get a lot of easy production off turnovers. So if the Pacers do a good job of taking care of the rock and making the Thunder work for it, I think they could push the Thunder. What does that mean exactly? Is it just, you know, five close games and then they call it a wrap and Oklahoma City wins the title? Maybe. Or maybe it's the, you know, Thunder in six. But I think the Pacers are the more interesting matchup in the NBA Finals.
Would there be worth anybody else looking at other than SGA to win Finals MVP? Like, would you take a shot with Jalen Williams, Chet, somebody on Indiana or New York if they make it? Or is it just SGA for you to win Finals MVP?
Yeah, I would probably go with SGA. Honestly, obviously the number is gone now at this point. If you were interested in it, it would, you know, your best case was a couple rounds ago when they were hanging around with Denver. Of the Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, I think I am more interested in the Chet Holmgren price. I imagine he would be a touch steeper. And I just think Chet Holmgren has had bigger moments in this postseason, whereas Jalen Williams has still had some inconsistent moments in the playoffs. So I think I'd be more interested in Holmgren on the Thunder side, but not by much. I mean, it's not something I would necessarily attack in the finals market.
We're talking with Shane Jackson here on Send It In. Make sure you guys are following Shane on X at by Shane Jackson, web content writer for BetMGM. Shane, want to talk some WNBA with you. We obviously got some big news earlier this week. Caitlin Clark going to be out a minimum of 2 weeks for Indiana. So it might be 3 weeks. It might be a month. We don't know the severity of the injury. But when you look at the futures market for Indiana, now there's some opportunity to maybe get some good prices on Caitlin Clark to win MVP. The Fever's final price is a little bit higher. Did you do anything in the futures market once Caitlin Clark went down, or did you just stay away because you don't know how long she's going to be out for?
I stayed away, and that's not because necessarily the Caitlin Clark injury. It's the fact that my largest preseason future in the WNBA was on Nafisa Collier to win MVP, and now she's a, you know, runaway favorite right now at minus 300. And I think this is her award to lose. I mean, this is one of those awards that is so narrative-driven that we kind of have seen this MVP campaign coming. She was runner-up in the MVP last year. She led the Lynx all the way to the finals and then won unrivaled MVP in the offseason. People consider her maybe the best player in the league. I think her time to win the MVP is now. Whereas Asia Wilson, you know, there might be more voter fatigue. Nobody's ever won four MVP awards in WNBA history. And Caitlin Clark, I think, is just too soon for her. You know, only one player has ever won it in their rookie year. No second year player has ever won it. I think her time will come. I just don't think it was this year. If anything, I think the Caitlin Clark injury opened up a possibility of maybe attacking their finals, the Fever's finals odds in a couple weeks. I would wait for the next couple weeks, obviously, until Caitlin Clark is closer to coming back, because they might lose a couple more games and that number might get better. But a 10-1 price is way more appealing. And I think the team that plays the Liberty is very wide open in that market. So I think Liberty are the clear championship favorites. But Aaliyah Boston has shown enough that I think she can hold her own in some of these post matchups, that they won't be overmatched. And obviously, if Caitlin Clark's healthy, I think the Fever have a shot to maybe be the second or third best team in the league.
I like it. Shane, before I let you go, we got five games tonight on the WNBA slate. Anything that stands out to you? Any bets that you made today?
Yeah, I bet Sparks +10.5 against the Aces. This line has moved from +9, but all five games have moved in Las Vegas' favor on the spread as well. But the Sparks are a tough matchup for the Aces. They've covered in five straight head-to-head meetings. They've won three outright during that stretch as well. And that was when Los Angeles wasn't necessarily a good team. Now they've traded for former Aces guard Kelsey Plum, and she's their star. I think these teams are closer than a double-digit spread would indicate. So, yeah, I think Sparks +10.5 would be my bet for Friday's WNBA slate.
There you go. Shane Jackson, BetMGM web content writer. Make sure you guys are following him on X at @ByShaneJackson. Our guy's getting married this weekend. Kind enough to join us today to give out some picks and some insights here on Sending In. Shane, have a great wedding, man. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Yeah, man. All right. Take care. Let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. We talk a little golf on this Friday. We'll get into some two balls that we like here in a moment. Real quick, though, to update you guys on some of the live odds right now on BetMGM for some of the golfers and the scoring at which they're at. We'll start with the scores. Ben Griffin obviously shot that 7-under yesterday. He just teed off moments ago. We'll get into his two ball in a second here with Shane Lowry. Nick Taylor, a guy that we talked about, right? One of the better ball strikers earlier on in the season, had gone through a little bit of a rut playing some great golf. He's 2-under on his round today, 5-under for the tournament. You got Scottie Scheffler, who made double bogey on 10, came back to make birdie on 11. He's at 4-under right now, tied for 4th again. Scottie probably ends up winning this week. Akshay Bhatia, B-Mills, I think you gave him out earlier this week. Bhatia, guy that you would like. He's having a great week so far. 2-under on his round through 5 today, 4-under through the tournament. Tom Hoagie's having a nice day. How about Sam Burns is 6-under on his card today, 2-under now for the tournament. And Russell Henley is at 4-under par. That's a guy I would keep an eye on for the U.S. Open at Oakmont. As accurate as they come, this is a course this week where you better hit the fairway. You put it in the rough, you got no chance. Oakmont, same thing. Better put it in the fairway or you're going to have no chance. So the fact that Russ is playing good, keep that in the back of your head for Oakmont with the U.S. Open coming up in a couple weeks. Let's look at some other guys. Corey Connors didn't finish all that great today. He got it to as high as 4-under par, but he ended up shooting 1-over on his round today. He's 2-over for the tournament. Tommy Fleetwood's 2-over today. Sepp Straka is 2-over today. Tony Finau not off to a good start. He's 2-over through his first 5 as well. Scotty is your favorite, +175. No surprise there. Morikawa +350. Ben Griffin is 4-1. Certainly would not touch that. Nick Taylor 12-1. Shane Lowry at 14-1 as well. All right, let's look into some two balls that we like for today. Ben Griffin +105. Excuse me. Shane Lowry is Shane Lowry -135 today. Ben Griffin +105. They just teed off. I like Shane Lowry today in this two ball, you guys. It's a nasty day at the Memorial. It's raining, it's sloppy, it's playing difficult, it's a long golf course. This is Shane Lowry type weather there with the Irishman. So Ben Griffin's obviously been incredibly hot. Guy won last week at Colonial, comes out yesterday, shoots a 7-under. I think this is a great day to fade him, though, and the fact that Lowry's the guy playing with them, which is like the kind of golfer that you want in these conditions, I think Lowry's a great look at -135. Then we got Chris Kirk going up against Sahith Theegala. Kirk is +105. Theegala is -118. And I would look at Sahith today between those two guys. Chris Kirk's one of the shorter hitters on tour. This is a long golf course, playing like 7,500 yards. You're getting like no rolls on your tee shot. So if Chris Kirk misses the fairway on any of these holes, he's going to be scrambling big time to make par. He's probably looking at birdies. Sahith's got a little more length to him. He's got a great short game. So I'd more so look at Sahith today at the minus 118 price. Xander Schauffele and Jordan Spieth. Jordan played good yesterday, even par round. Xander was one over. I like Xander more so today, though, in the rain, minus 150. I think he's a nice parlay piece. Could certainly just bet him outright as well. But Xander, again, what I love about his game, especially on these type courses, he's just steady, man. He's going to shoot one over, even, two under. He's just going to be consistent, whereas Jordan could be like Justin Thomas, who shot a nine over yesterday. Wouldn't shock me in the slightest if Spieth shot like a seven over today. Victor Hovland and Ludvig Åberg going at it, 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. I liked Ludvig yesterday. Got off to a great start. Then the wheels fell off on the back nine. They also fell off for Hovland as well. This one's too close to call. It could go either way. If I had to pick it, I'd probably go back with Ludvig, but I'm staying away between those two guys. Ludvig minus 118, Hovland minus 105. Then we got Hideki Matsuyama at plus 115, and Morikawa is minus 145. Give me Hideki in this two ball. Really like him today. Morikawa, one of the best golfers in the world, right? One of the best ball strikers. So no surprise that he had a great round yesterday. But again, in these type courses, with the California kid and Colin Morikawa, I don't want any part of him in this rain, this wind, this nastiness. Give me Hideki Matsuyama. I think he plays much better. And then finally, Jonathan Vegas and Matthias Schmid. We'll go with Johnny Vegas. Shot a two over yesterday. Obviously played very well for much of the PGA Championship. I think this is a good pairing for him today in some of these nasty conditions. So we'll go with Johnny Vegas minus 110 against Matthias Schmid. All right, let's talk some playoff page here. A little NBA basketball, little NHL playoffs. We got a big game six tomorrow night between the Knicks and the Pacers. Indiana 3.5-point favorite. The total in the game is 218.5. You guys been listening to this show from the start. I was Pacers in seven. When the Knicks were down 2-0, I was Pacers in seven. When it was 3-1 going into last night, I was Pacers in seven. And I'm not changing my tune now. We're still going with Pacers in seven. I like the Knicks tomorrow night to get the win in Indiana. I think this is going to be one of the games of the playoffs. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think it's going to be great basketball. I think it's going to be electric. I think it's going to be close. And I think the Knicks are going to win a tight one. Indiana, as we know, their offense is terrific, right? They did not play all that well last night. The Knicks held them under 100 points. They did not shoot a great percentage from the field. They only had two guys, I believe, in double figures last night for Indiana. It was Siakam and Mathurin off the bench. So the Knicks really did a terrific job. You would expect Indiana's offense to be much better in game six, especially with them being at home. Well, if the Knicks offense is going to be better, if the Pacers offense is going to be better, and I like the Knicks in game six, well, then I better hope that the Knicks score some points in game six to keep pace with Indiana. And I think that's what's going to happen tomorrow night. So I'm looking at the over. Guys, this thing opened up at 222.5. And now it's down to 218.5 in a Pacers game. I understand it's game six. I understand the season's on the line for the Knicks. And a lot of people feel like this might be game seven for the Pacers. Because if they lose tonight, they do not want it to send it back to New York City for a game seven. But now that it's 218.5, man, I love the over, right? We have seen in this series, we have seen some drastic unders, we have seen some drastic overs, and we had one game that was pretty much right at the number. So odds makers are kind of just making this number wherever the money is flowing. They opened it up at one thing. Obviously, a lot of money has come in on the under, and now they're settled at 218.5, but this is too low. You missed the boat at this point if you want to bet the under. Now, I think it would be over, or it would be passed. Now that it's 218.5, I would look at some alt overs, right? Maybe look at 224.5, 227.5, because now you're getting way lower of a number than what it opened up at, but I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. Because Indiana's offense is awesome. They were not good last night. And if the Knicks want to win game six on the road, they better come to play. Two player props that I'm looking at for tomorrow night. Pascal Siakam over 20.5 points. We hit his under last night because we were talking about the trends with Siakam, right? This dude, every other game in this series. Game one, 17 points. Game two, 39 points. Game three, back to 17. Game four, back up to 30. Game 5 last night, Siakam had 15. So if he keeps going the way he's been going, game 6 he should be due for another 30-point performance. So we'll go over 20.5 points for Siakam. He really has been the steady offensive presence for the Pacers in this series, right? Halliburton has certainly had some terrific games. Mathurin had a great game last night. It was Nesmith in game one. A lot of these other Pacers have had some great scoring games. But Siakam has been the dude that has been steady at 15 to 17, and then he's given you a couple games with 30 and nearly 40 points. I think he gets closer to the 30-point mark again tomorrow night, so we're going over 20.5 points for Pascal Siakam. I also like over 14.5 points for Miles Bridges at minus 130 tomorrow against Indiana. It's game six tomorrow for the Knicks, right? Season's on the line. NBA Finals berth is waiting for you if you can win the final two games. This is why you traded all those first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. It was for games like tomorrow night. He's got to step up in these kind of games, right? It's like when the Yankees went out and paid Gerrit Cole all that money to take the ball for him in a big game. It's like when a team trades for a big quarterback for them to go into a hostile environment and win a game. This is what it's about. This is why you go all in for a championship and acquire certain players at either a trade deadline or in free agency or whatever it is. It's for games like tomorrow night. So I expect Brunson to show up, right? Probably going to score 30, 35 points. I would expect Cat to show up, probably going to score 20 to 25 points. Bridges is the key. He's got to be the guy for the Knicks tomorrow night if they want to win game six, and I think he's going to play really well because I can just see Bridges playing really well. All of the New York Knicks fans going on Twitter and being like, it was worth every draft pick acquiring Bridges last night and getting him. I think he's going to have a really good game. So I'll look at Siakam over points. I would look at Bridges over points. I like both of those guys tomorrow, but it's still Pacers in seven, you guys. Knicks are going to win tomorrow. Then we're going to go back to MSG for game seven on Monday, and everybody is going to think the Knicks have all the momentum in the world. They're back home. They're going to win this series. But are the Knicks going to beat Indiana three straight times? See, that's the way I look at it. If they win tomorrow, are they going to beat the Pacers three straight times? Pacers could beat the Knicks three straight times. They could beat them three out of four. Couldn't beat them three straight times. I think it's going to be too difficult for the Knicks to do that. So there are some Pacers in seven at plus 500 out there. I still think that's a really good price. I would look at that, but I still like Indiana in seven. But give me the Knicks tomorrow night. Give me the over. Siakam over points and Mikal Bridges over points as well. As for the Stanley Cup playoffs, we got the Oilers and the Panthers in a rematch. I saw a great stat out there today. This is the third Stanley Cup rematch that we've had since the 80s, I believe, okay? The previous two were Wayne Gretzky's Oilers going up against the Islanders when it was the rematch. It was the second year in a row those teams had played, and it was Gretzky winning his first cup. Then the most recent rematch that we had was between the Penguins and the Red Wings when Sidney Crosby won his first cup in the rematch. And now here we go with the Oilers and the Panthers in their rematch, and Connor McDavid has a chance to win his first cup. So you got two of the greatest Canadians ever in Gretzky and Crosby, and both of them got their first Stanley Cups in a rematch of the team that they lost to the year before. Now you have Connor McDavid a chance to get his first Stanley Cup against the team that he lost to the year before. Just kind of feels like the stars are aligning. I love the fact that Edmonton has home ice in this series, because keep in mind, last year, this series went seven games. That game seven was in Florida. That turned out to be a big deal. This series very well could go seven games again. And with the game seven potentially being in Edmonton, that also could be a big deal. So I do like the Oilers in this series. I would look at them minus 125 to get the job done against Florida. As for game one on Wednesday, and we'll talk about this game more and more next week as we get closer and closer to game one, but just early thoughts, I do think I'm going to take the Panthers in game one at plus 110. I think it's a nice money line price on Florida. And again, Edmonton's trying to win their first cup with this core of guys, right? McDavid, Draisaitl, and they got to go through the champs. They got to go through the team that beat them last year. So I don't think it's going to be easy. I think they get down 0-1 in this series, but then I think they rally and they end up winning the Stanley Cup. So I like Panthers in game one, and then I think we get some better series prices on Edmonton, and we take them to win the series and win the Stanley Cup. So that's kind of my thoughts there on the cup. But I thought that stat with Gretzky and Crosby winning their first cups and now McDavid having a chance to do the same thing, pretty crazy. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. Make a fast break for the action with an NBA playoff odds boost token. Use your token and get a bigger payout on the winning playoff bet. So make sure you check that out from our friends at BetMGM. Also, yours truly, Denton Day, Inside the Betting Line, Sunday, noon Eastern time. We're going to have Tom Glavin on the show. So excited to talk to Tom Glavin, so make sure you guys tune in for that on Sunday at noon p.m. Eastern time. Looking forward to chatting with the Hall of Famer. All right, talking some baseball now here on Send It In. Little big league Peach. We got a full slate today on this Friday. We got the Reds and Wrigley taking on the Cubbies. Andrew Abbott on the mound against Colin Ray. And I was going through some of the history with these Reds hitters against Colin Ray. A lot of them have some really good history. So I think we get an over game. I think it's high scoring. Certainly that Cubs offense with the Reds and their history against Ray, I'm looking over 8.5 in that one. Brewers and Phillies today in Philadelphia. Phillies, one of the best teams in baseball in the National League, 36-20 on the season. Taiwan Walker's been good for them this season. 2-3 record, but a 2.97 ERA. He's going up against DL Hall today for the Brewers. He's going to be an opener starting from Milwaukee. Phillies are suspiciously low at minus 135. Like a little stinky that it's that low. So I could only look Brewers in this game against Philadelphia. White Sox and Orioles in Baltimore with the total of 9. We got Zach Eflin going up against Sean Burke. I would look at the over in this game. It got moved to 4:30 p.m. Eastern time from an initial 7 o'clock start because of storms looming in the area. So because we got storms looming late at night, certainly great hitting weather during the day. And I think we're going to see a lot of runs today between the O's and the White Sox. So I would go over in that game. A's and Blue Jays today. Jeffrey Springs against Chris Bassitt. The Blue Jays are 5-0 this season at home in games that Chris Bassitt starts. And they're going up against one of the most struggling teams in baseball right now in the A's. So give me the Blue Jays on the money line. Angels and Guardians today in Cleveland. Luis Ortiz against Jose Soriano. Only getting Cleveland minus 145 at home. Feels like a good bet to me. So I like Cleveland in that one. Rockies and Mets. Mets are a minus 350 favorite against Colorado, who's still looking for their 10th win of the season. We'll pass on that one. Giants and Marlins in Miami today. Kyle Harrison going up against Cal Quantrill. Quantrill's been much better here as of late for Miami. Terrible his first start of the year. Not great in the month of April. But here in the month of May, he's got about a 3.06 ERA. So he's been much better. And I think the Marlins are worth a good look today on the money line at plus 140. Red Sox, I like them today, plus 135 against the Braves. Think it's a good spot to fade the Braves. You got Lucas Giolito going up against Grant Holmes, but it's the spot. Atlanta played a doubleheader yesterday against Philly. Massive series in the NL East. Turn around, get ready for the Red Sox, a team struggling right now, but I'll take Boston at plus 135. Cardinals and Rangers today in Texas. At what point do we buy low on Texas? I think tonight could be the night. You got Libertor going for St. Louis, Jack Leiter going for Texas, but we're getting Texas plus 110 as home dogs. Give me the Rangers in that game tonight. Tigers and Royals in KC. Casey Mize against Seth Lugo. Two pitchers this season that have been terrific for both of their teams. Total is 8.5. Feels a little high. Feels like a game that should maybe be 7.5. So I'm going to take the over in that game. Rays and Astros today. Framber Valdez against Ryan Pepiot for Tampa Bay. Going to pass on that one. Pirates and Padres in San Diego tonight. Mitch Keller going up against Nick Pavetta with a total of 7.5. Another line that feels pretty fishy with the total. Pirates, obviously one of the worst offenses in baseball. Padres, one of the best offenses in baseball. Two pitchers that have been pretty good this season. I'll go under 7.5. Nats and D-backs out in Arizona. Jake Irvin going up against Merrill Kelly. Nats offense has been swinging the bat here pretty well as of late. I'm going to take the over in that game. Twins and Mariners, nothing for me in that one. And then Yankees and Dodgers start a three-game series, a rematch from the World Series last year. Max Fried against Tony Gonsolin. Dodgers are home dogs tonight against Max Fried. Dodgers plus 100. This might be the only time all year we get the Dodgers as home dogs. So I'm going to take them plus 100 tonight against the Yankees. All right, you guys, wrap up the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Our pick today in going streaking, we're going with Luis Arise against Mitch Keller. 6-for-12 in his career against Mitch Keller. Obviously, Arise, one of the best hitters in baseball, always makes contact, and he's got great history against Keller. So I'm looking at Luis Arise today as our guy in going streaking. Prop lock of the weekend is going to be Mikal Bridges over 14.5 points at minus 130. As I told you guys, This is why the Knicks acquired Mikal Bridges. It was for nights like tomorrow. He's got to come strong for New York. I'd look at some alts, 20-plus, 25-plus. Mikal Bridges over 14.5 points. Dog of the day. We got the college baseball NCAA tournament on, folks. I'm looking at East Carolina right now. They are putting it to Florida, up 9-0 in the top of the fourth. I got a bet for you guys today in college baseball. It's my dog of the day. Let's go with Northeastern, plus 105 against Mississippi State. Absolutely love this one. Northeastern ended the season on a 27-game winning streak. Maybe the hottest team in the country. And they're going up against Mississippi State, who right now wants to fire their manager pretty much. There's rumors that the Virginia manager is going to leave Charlottesville to take over as the manager in Starkville. So this team right now, they're all kind of in flux. And you see an SEC team against Northeastern, and it's only minus 135. I like the Huskies today. Give me them plus 105 against Mississippi State. And then my best bet, go New York, go New York. Go, we're taking the Knicks on the money line, plus 145 against the Indiana Pacers. I think we're getting a Game 7, folks. Back in MSG, and I can't wait to bet the Pacers again in Game 7. But I love the Knicks tomorrow night. Think they win that game. Also like the over in that one as well. Once again, our favorite bets of the day. Luis Ariz is our playing going streaking. 6-for-12 in his career against Mitch Keller. Mikal Bridges, over 14.5 points, is going to be our prop lock. Northeastern, plus 105, our dog of the day against Mississippi State. And the Knicks on the money line, plus 145, is our best bet. Thanks again to Shane Jackson, Brian Gerch for helping out today behind the scenes. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Go Knicks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.